finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I've got Ralph Forbes coming up in a few minutes. He is a contributor to AFP, and we're going to be talking about the free trade era of America, the highways that they're building, and they're just moving along here at a breakneck pace to facilitate their transportation needs for the New World Order. So we'll be talking to this gentleman here in a few minutes. But first, let me go back to the phones. Mike in Arizona. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Good afternoon.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, great. I'm sorry. I kind of missed the beginning of your program, and I apologize if I'm covering over something that you've already discussed. You were speaking on about 15 minutes ago about President Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
That he's speaking out for his Congress and his country and these people, and at least he's honest enough to tell what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've heard it, but they've been reporting it on some of the AM stations around here that now Israel thinks that Hezbollah has moved the two Israeli soldiers to Iran.
Yeah, that I mentioned that earlier, that somehow that Iran was somehow complicit in this great crime of kidnapping two Israeli soldiers.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe, especially, you know, how were they going to get them from Lebanon all the way across Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and especially when we've got AWACS and everything flying all over the place there, and it's pretty secured at the ground and the air level, and I for the life of me, I can't understand how. Well, but again, they're just depending on the American people to be so stupid and gullible because they can't even find Iraq on a map.
Well, and I'm wondering here how Mr. Bush is going to use this to his advantage, because his poll ratings are the lowest of any seated president since they've been taking polls. And the Congress is even behind the president in the poll numbers. But, you know, Israel said that the Hezbollah, we wanted them off of our border. They weren't in Israel, but they decided that they were going to do something about the Hezbollah because they didn't like them even being in Lebanon on their own soil.
Correct. But you see, that's once again, it's the American people have such a short memory. Hezbollah was just a political party, and it was when Israel invaded in 1982, and that was the spark that ignited Hezbollah from there. And you know, the Israelis, they just want to blame it on Hezbollah, but for some reason they just don't want to go back too far. And I've been noticing lately the propagandizing here, the American people, they'll sit here and go, oh, the price of oil has gone up, and we'll blame that on the Iranians. Mm-hmm. And oh, the stock market's collapsing, let's blame that on the Iranians. And right. But a lot of people just don't understand that the price of oil is set by the bankers in New York and in England. And we're just not supposed to notice that. And, you know, it's odd that, you know, one day, like today when it sets a new record, or $75, $76 a barrel, that the price of oil goes up that date, even though from when they're pulling it out of the ground today, it's not making it to the gas pump for a month.
Sure.
So I can't understand why the price doesn't go up in the month when that oil finally gets here.
Well, and Mike, what they're doing now, they're trying to legitimize this turmoil in the Middle East as to why the price of a barrel of oil is going up. But see, they didn't have an excuse before. Any time that you saw a price increase at the gas pumps, they couldn't offer an explanation as to why it was happening, because there was no oil interruption of the supply in the entire planet.
That's correct. From what I understand, too, was about last year at the G8, is when they were talking about relieving those debts of those African nations, and that's what caused the oil to go up then. Because, you know, these bankers, they're not going to give up $10 billion or how much ever it was.
Record profits off of something that was all contrived.
Yeah, so they just transferred that debt to those nations to the Americans, and they got paid right away because they bumped the price
okay.
of oil up.
Hey, hang on a second. I got to take the break. Hang on.
Sure.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
General Yudi Adam, and I look at this and I think of Idi Amin, head of Israel's Northern Command, said he has comprehensive plans to battle Hezbollah throughout Lebanon, not just in the southern stronghold. And he said that this affair is between Israel and the state of Lebanon. And earlier, Israel's chief of staff, Lieutenant General Dan Houts, I do believe that is, or Houts, told Israel's Channel 10, if the soldiers are not returned, we will turn Lebanon's clock back 20 years. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, 19 Palestinians were reported dead in Gaza and scores of civilians, because Israel's pounding the hell out of Gaza, the Gaza Strip, with their fighters. Mike, they seem bent on creating World War III, do they not?
Big time. You know, it's strange what 1 degree of temperature can do. You know, this has been on a back temperature, and the difference between, you know, 211 degrees until 212 degrees is only 1 burner. And it's just been sitting there simmering for, you know, gee whiz, since back in the 1920s. And now they've bumped it up 1 more degree, and it's just boiling over. You know, a couple other things of the way that the mainstream media lies to the American people. They were talking about here about, oh, well, Lebanon finally got back together after the Syrians left. And it's, you know, but they failed to mention that Israel had invaded and occupied Lebanon for 22 years. And from what I understand, they still had a portion of the bottom of Lebanon, about 10 or 15 miles inside of what they called a security border. So when they say that they pulled out or withdrew from Lebanon, they're still there. Yeah. They bit off the bottom 15 miles of Lebanon, and they're still there.
And what they're doing with these soldiers, they're not killing them. They're kidnapping them. They want to exchange prisoners that Israel's holding. And they're calling this an act of war. And they did this even before the Israeli cabinet met to map out a plan on how they're going to strategize to deal with this. They already had their commanders saying this is an act of war and we're going to turn them back 20 years and all this other stuff. This is just an excuse for them. And it's going to be interesting, Mike, to see the response from the Oval Office here as to how they're going to back Israel, or if it's going to be a hands-off deal and they're just going to allow Israel to do whatever they want to over there. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, Bush is telling it because he's over in Germany right now, and he's saying something about, oh, well, you know, we're going to back Israel 100%, but, you know, we wish they just wouldn't be so heavy-handed. And they're just letting them run wild. And another thing, too, is that they're not mentioning here, and this was in Herats, when after they had that corporal had come missing down there in Gaza, and then the Israelis went around and rounded up their members of their cabinet and their parliament, and then it says here in Herats that they had planned on kidnapping these people weeks before it even occurred. So, you know, the American people are just being lied to, and, you know, the Israelis don't have to lie to the whole world, because the whole world doesn't support Israel. The whole world is against Israel.
It is.
And the only people that they have to keep stupid are the American people. And we are so stupid. They control the media here. They control the president, the Congress, the State Department, the Department of Defense through AIPAC. And what was that? Is Ariel Sharon and what was that? Perez, they were having that discussion. And on Kol Israel Radio, and Ariel Sharon got all upset and said, hey, let me get this one thing straight. We, the Jewish people, own America and control America, and the Americans know it.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that right now. It's time to wake up, America.
I'll tell you what needs to be severed right now is all ties with Israel, period. We need to get them out of the halls of Congress. We've got to get them out of the United States. We've got to cut off the funds to them. And if you say to Israel, look, we're going to cut off your $3 billion a year paycheck, I think you would get their attention. You know, they're kind of in the position the United States is right now. They have no money to make war. So where are they getting their money from? Well, they're getting $3 billion of it a year from the United States. Plus, you got to figure all the contracts we do with Israel, phone companies and whatever else. We cut all of that stuff off. You know, instead of, we don't have to park a ship outside of Israel or in the Dead Sea or something like that. We don't have to do that at all. We just cut them off economically, and they would straighten up real fast.
That's for sure. Oh, it's odd that you mentioned that something about a ship. I'm wondering if we're getting ready to have a USS Liberty number 2. There was a report this morning that a U.S. Navy vessel had left Haifa Harbor because of the growing tension. I wonder if it's going to be parked out in the Mediterranean, and then there'll be an attack and a mistaken identity, so then we can turn around and blame it on Egypt or Lebanon or Syria or Iran or something like that.
Well, remember this. Israel now has submarines capable of nuclear launch. So this is... I'll tell you what, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I really don't. Hey, Mike, I got to move.
Hey, God bless you, John.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your call. Don't cut him off so quick. Okay, Mike in Oklahoma. Hello, Mike. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Only 20 years, they say, in a world where they're already living in the Middle Ages. 20 years doesn't sound that bad, actually.
Well, I mean, take a look at what we did with Iraq. Don't you think we turned them back 20 years?
We turned them back about 200 years. Nobody has any power.
Yeah.
There's a shortage on gas. The major black market item in Iraq right now is gasoline. Because what they're doing is these people at the risk of their own lives are going and tapping into the pipelines and getting what gas is available out of those pipelines, putting it in barrels, and taking it to try to sell.
Yeah.
One, for their own use, and two, for food. And what's interesting is that piece of the Iraq puzzle has been given to the British. They take these drums full of gas and just dump them in the desert. You know, here you have gas at a premium, and they're pouring out these 55-gallon drums right there in the middle of the desert, right at the roadside. It makes absolutely no sense to me.
Well, and what further doesn't make any sense is any more involvement of the U.S. in the Middle East, period. That's what does not make sense at all.
You don't even have to go the Zionism route. You don't have to go any. It's a difference between right and wrong.
Yep.
Anytime you're keeping water and you're keeping food from kids and women and children, there's something wrong with that. Just period. End of story. And the Bible that I read speaks, very strongly about that type of behavior.
Well, but if you take a look at how all the parties here, and I don't care if it's the Israeli government, the United States government, that's as far removed from God and his plan for planet Earth than you might as well be dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight right now.
Oh, indeed. I wholeheartedly agree. On the issue of Mr. Hannity, he has no facts. There's nothing he can fight with. All he can do is name call.
Isn't that amazing? And here is a man. That's embarrassing. I mean, I would be embarrassed. If I sat and watched a tape of myself doing that, I would be embarrassed.
But look at his meteoric rise. What, 4 years ago, he was a little local talk show host somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Did a little time at WABC, filled in for Rush for a few times. And by selling out and, relieving himself of any conservative values to pump the Bush line, he's made himself a big success. So, he's got to toe the line. And how somebody can sleep with themselves at night, I have no clue.
It depends on what your goals are in life. If you want a big, fat bank account, you want notoriety, you want fancy cars and fancy houses and recognition, he's made the grade.
Well, I guess he's a big hit at the Waffle House, isn't he? Well,
there you are. There
one
you
other,
are.
One other thing before I go here. I wanted to let you know, you and I had talked previously about the fact that I was going to start, dust off the old studio and fire it up and start talking about this stuff on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to say, your people at RBN, when you talk about you're just wanting to get the word out, it's true. I've talked to your people there. I talked to Danny here recently, and over, that was what I heard. Anything they could do to help me as far as support, re-airing your signal. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting the word out, and I just want to vouch for you guys right there.
Well, I appreciate that, and I looked at the figures today. We are the number one network.
Well, that is great.
Yeah, it just blew me away. Hey, thanks for your call.
You're welcome, John. Have a good day.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Bye-bye. Joe in New York. Quickly, Joe, I think we got a break coming up here pretty quick.
John, how are you?
Good.
I needed to talk to the voice of reason, because you're the only guy, you and a handful of your colleagues there on the network that talk about Zionism. Nowhere else can you talk about it, or they won't talk about it for whatever reason. That's why you guys are the number one network, okay? So, and I wish you would hire the guy Chris Bolin as a talk show host, because he did a great job while Mike Piper was gone.
He's going to be on tomorrow on the network on a permanent basis.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
You already did it.
Already did it.
Must
have read your mind.
One more request, and then just my question real quick. My request is, I would wish you guys could get Stephen Walt and John Mesheimer on an interview one time, the two professors that wrote the paper about the Israeli lobby's influence on U.S. foreign policy. They were on C-SPAN, which I was shocked, and then they had Foxman to rebut, which, I don't know if you saw that, but you should catch that on C-SPAN. That would be a great interview.
Okay,
I'll
tell you what, Joe. Just do me a favor. Don't hang up. I'm going to bring you down. I'll have my webmaster come in, take that information you just gave out, and we will do exactly that.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Just hang on a second. Okay. Thanks for your call, Joe. I appreciate it. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, I've got Ralph Forbes coming up, and this is short order stuff. Sometimes, folks, we scramble around here. I don't even have the guy's bio. His computer broke down. He couldn't even email us. So I'm going to bring Ralph Forbes up. I'll let him tell everybody who he is, and then we'll get into the subject matter that he wants to discuss, which is important to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. And again, you will never, nary, hear a word on your mainstream media about something that's going to affect this country until it dries up and blows away. And that's the free trade area of America's the mirror to the European Union. Isn't the global governance scheme wonderful? We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Bush administration is fast-tracking the formation of the North American Union. Doesn't that sound quaint? Doesn't sound offensive at all, does it? It's just a happy little saying. It's the formation of the North American Union. I have with me Ralph Forbes. He's a contributor for the American Free Press, a writer. And Ralph, forgive me, your computer crapped out, and we didn't get your bio. So tell folks a little bit about yourself.
Oh my gosh, I'm an ex-Marine. I volunteered for combat in Vietnam to fight communism. They didn't send me, so I want to make that clear. But so I've been kind of brainwashed by the military-industrial complex for a long time, but I was aware even back then that something wrong was going on. I remember back in it was when Kennedy was still president. I would hear on the radio three more American advisors were killed this week. That brings the total up to 11. And a few days later, four more American advisors were killed this week. That brings the total up to 8. And you'd hear all these, and I just read the 1984 by Orwell, and I thought, what is going on here?
Uh-huh.
This is like, his fiction book, and I'm living in some kind of a twilight zone here. And, I've been very active since then, of course, in the Patriot populist-type movement. I used to write for the Spotlight, which is a wonderful newspaper, and I write for the American Free Press. And I'm so excited to hear that RBN is number one now. This is great.
I it blew me away. I'm serious. I was just looking at the figures today, and I thought, you know, I'm going to do a comparison with the other networks out there, and some of them didn't even appear on the graphs because they don't have enough listeners. I am just totally blown away. I mean, I've been working toward this goal, and I didn't even know that I had arrived yet.
Oh, praise God. I tell you, this is, well, that's what I remember when the American Free Press was started, you know, just before 9-1-1. And this was quite a courageous endeavor. It was, you know, how can you make this thing fly? And I remember that one of my arguments or one of my statements was, hey, we got a monopoly here. Nobody else is telling the truth. If we just courageously tell the truth, the market is ours. And I think that same thing is true with your network, because nobody else is. That's the problem. I think there's exceptions to the rule. Dobbs on CNN, I don't know how they keep him on.
He must have an ironclad contract. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's amazing. Well, also, but he's got the ratings, too.
Sure.
So that's part of it, although that certainly wouldn't be a controlling decisive factor.
Well, and I think what's going on, Ralph, is they are fully aware of us out there, and their ratings are down. It's been suffering for a number of years. People do not, they come up with these cute little sayings, you know, CNN, the most trusted name in news, or Fox News, we report, you decide.
Right.
I mean, all this, they're just selling the sizzle. There's no basis in this. And they've been, the reason that they're doing this damage control, they're even starting to discuss things that we've been talking about for a number of years, it's because that is what the American people are interested in. They're interested in the truth, and they're seeking ways to find it. They're coming here. They're not going there. So, you know, they'll throw some shows up there, tease you a little bit, but they're finding out that just as you said, if you want to have something, start telling the truth.
Yeah, a lot of people are shocked by it because they never hear it. But then, you know, I'm a strong believer in the Bible. There's a passage in the Bible that says there's going to come a time when they're going to hunger and thirst for truth, you know, from coast to coast. I'm paraphrasing that, but I think we're in that time. I think there's a famine for truth. And I think people are really hungry for it. We're so, like that one of your previous callers said, the American people are so dumb. I think we're deceived and we're ignorant.
Yeah. And a lot of people have said to me that, well, the American people don't care. They just care about their TVs and their houses and their vacations and, you know, whatever else, and their toys and everything else. No, they have not been given enough information to even have an opportunity to care.
Amen. In fact, I was just rereading a book called The First Casualty by Philip Knightley. Are you familiar with that at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, he was a British. In fact, he was killed doing a story on some of these secret societies. But he was a big journalist in Britain, and he wrote a whole book. And the guy was sort of a leftist perspective, I think. But he, starting with the Crimean War through the American Civil War, he documented thoroughly all of the lies and propaganda that the various governments had made throughout these wars, and it's always sell wars, and lie to the people, and total brainwashing, total nonsense. And to me, I've always, you know, just from the American perspective, I think it was Hearst that he sent, I think, Remington over to Cuba to get some pictures of the war, and Remington telegraphed back and said, hey, there is no war here. And Hearst showing, you know, get me a picture, I'll make the war.
There you go.
And so we that started America on the road to empire, where we started becoming an internationalist type country involved in all this imperialism. And then World War One, that was definitely a lie. The Lusitania, Churchill called it 16,000 tons of live bait. World War Two, just before, well, Britain and FDR had already made the plans trying to get America involved in that European war.
Now, isn't it amazing also, Ralph, that we had the banking crisis, and we had to bring in the private cartel to run our economy. And that was in 1913. Then we have World War One and World War One Part Two, as I call it. And you're right. I mean, here is the military-industrial complex, along with the greedy son of a guns that they have placed in government, along with the banksters that they don't care who wins, who loses, how many people die, just as long as they keep selling their armaments, and the chaos continues. We got to take the break, Ralph. We'll come right back in a couple of minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. By the way, an announcement here. Tomorrow, Press Club in the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., at 10 a.m. tomorrow, is going to announce the filing of civil lawsuits from former Ambassador Joe Wilson and their counsel to hold that news conference. There's going to be a lawsuit against Scooter Libby guy, and also against Vice President Dick Cheney and Karl Rove. So they're going to make that announcement tomorrow. We'll see what shakes out of that. We're talking today with Ralph Forbes. And, Ralph, I want to get into the issue here. We got about a half hour. I want to get into the issue here about the free trade area of Americas with you.
Okay.
It's something, again, that it's not being even brought up, even in passing, on the national news medias.
That's true. And this is one of the sometimes you feel like you're in the jungle and you're being attacked by tigers, snakes, and lions, and one of the things that's attacking us that most people don't even know about is the fact that Bush has signed a treaty, which is totally against the law, totally against the Constitution. Only Congress and the Senate can do these things. But he made an agreement, secret agreement with, now they say it's not secret because they got a website up. It's called SPP. That's Sam Paul, you know, www.spp.gov. And you can look it up, and they say, well, it's no secret. Well, it is a secret because the American people don't know what's being done to us. They're going to merge all three countries into one North American super prosperity state, this Orwellian thing. They're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve notes and get an even worse thing called the Amero, which will bring any savings are going to be converted into pesos. They're looting the American Social Security Trust Fund, which is being looted enough now, but this is going to be looted by El Presidente Fox and his gang, or whoever replaces him. And they're building a super highway, which I described in one of my stories, as a dagger's plunge deep into the heart of America. And in Texas, they've already started this thing. This thing is going to be can I take time to read three little paragraphs on a story that wasn't published?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The title that I tentatively was, the headline was Mexican America Highway, the Highway of Death. You're cruising down the interstate looking forward to your destination when suddenly you're blinded by high beams coming straight at you. It's a huge rig. Its brakes failing. At the wheel of that out-of-control 18-wheeler barreling straight at you is an illegal alien, untrained, forced to work long hours, unable to read English signs, high on pot, José de la Invasión, is racing to a head-on collision with you and your loved ones. What do you do? As bad as that scenario is, the real state of affairs for the United States is much worse. Our nation has been hijacked by incompetence who are smoking something strange. They have the pedal to the metal, speeding headlong against onrushing realities, rushing in the wrong direction, jabbering why they must go faster and faster to the applause of their Bilderberg CFR trilateralist masters. El Presidente Bush and his amigo Vicente Fox are merging Social Security so that illegal fraudsters can loot your federally insured pension. It goes on to that vein, if you want me to continue.
Yeah, this trust. You know, as I read, Ralph, as I read the Constitution, I don't think the Founding Fathers foresaw the federal government being involved in retirement benefits. Did you?
No, especially when, actually, it's not only that, but it's another thing. I think in the Constitution it says you can't void a contract. And what they do, the contract is, hey, let us take your wages now this week, and we'll pay you back in watered-down wages. I mean, if you paid a dollar into Social Security 30 years ago, and they give you $30 back today, you're getting gypped. But then when they don't even give you your $30, they've already looted almost all of the private pension funds in this country. They've already done that. So like Sutton said, why do you rob banks? Because that's where the money is. Why are they going after Social Security? Because that's where the money is. Believe it or not, there is a lot of money in the trust fund because most working Americans have a huge amount of FICA taken out every week and transferred into this thing that they lust after.
Yeah, and I've said this before, that look, we could shut down Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. The politicians come out every election cycle, scare the snot out of the voters, and, that's part of their platform. I'll get in there and protect your Social Security and your Medicare and your Medicaid. No, what I suggest is that we cut these programs off, midnight tonight. And anybody that's already in the system, don't worry, you'll get your benefits, whatever. But we're not accepting any new applicants into this federal system, and close it down. Period. Just shut it down. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, what I was really applauding before, which I think is even more important, although as important as that is when you said shut down this massive foreign aid to Israel and the Zionists and their war machine.
Yeah.
That, I think, is even more important. If we could shut all of these things are unconstitutional. Our founding fathers not only didn't envision it, they specifically spoke against these entangling alliances. They specifically spoke against us getting involved with all these foreign entities and the big banks. That was one of the reasons for the American Revolution. Franklin said that this Bank of England over there, which it was not, not the Bank of England at all, the central bank that was set up by the Rothschilds and their cronies in Britain, which actually took over the empire. And are you and your listeners familiar with the term the city?
I'm not.
Oh, okay, the city of London. You think, well, it's the city. Well, actually, there's a like a 666-acre enclave in the middle of the city of London, which is the city.
Right,
and it corresponds to our Wall Street.
Right, okay, I got you, yeah.
Okay, and all of the these empire things, like the British Empire was not a British empire. It was using the cannon fodder of Britons and Scots and Irish, to go over there and do the dirty work, thinking they were fighting for you know, God Save the Queen and all that stuff, but they were actually for this, you know, these big corporations that actually had the charters to run India, for example, and all these other countries. You know, the sun never set on this vast commercial empire, and they ruled it ruthlessly. They controlled the seas, and then now what they're trying to do now is they're trying to use the America as their new bully boy empire, the new redcoats. We're doing in Iraq what I'm a direct descendant of John Parker at Lexington, and what he did is he stood up. They came to take away their arms, and he said, you know, if you mean to have a war, let it begin here. And they would not let the empire come and take away their arms and their liberties. And yet we are now the empire going all over the world to do what the British Empire did to my forefathers. This is a total inversion. We've like the Roman Empire, we've gone from a republic to this empire. And, you know, we go everywhere and make a desert and call it peace.
Well, don't worry. We're setting up democracies.
Yeah, we're spreading it like chicken litter.
Yeah, there you go. The getting back to the free trade air of America thing.
I'm sorry. No,
that's fine. Because I've never had you on the program before. It says Jerome Corsi. You know who this gentleman is?
He's the swift boat guy.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like his politics, but he was on point here with the free trade air of America. See, the problem I'm having here, Ralph, is there's a lot of people, and they're being divided by this political issue, that somehow that you're a Democrat, you got to stay true to Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's been hijacked by the Marxists and the socialists a long time ago. Just as the Republican Party has been hijacked by the Project for a New American Century.
Exactly.
People, okay, the neocons. But
which ultimately are the same at the top. It's like organized crime.
Yeah, the White House press release, it references no U.S. law or treaty under which the NACC was developed. Now, who the NACC is the North American Competitiveness Council, is what they call themselves. And their press release says this. It says, we are convinced that regulatory cooperation advances the productivity and competitiveness of our nations and helps protect our health, safety, and environment. They say, for instance, cooperation on food safety will protect the public while at the same time facilitate the flow of goods. We affirm our commitment to strengthen regulatory cooperation in this and other key sectors and have our central regulatory agencies complete a trilateral regulatory cooperation framework by 2007. Now, who these NACC members are, they're 10 high-level, which, by the way, they won't release their names.
Right, they're all appointed, yeah.
They're high-level business leaders from Mexico, Canada, and the United States.
Right.
Now, this, they go out because this is about commerce. That's all this is about. Same thing with the European Union. It was about commerce. It was about money. It was about, more importantly, the regulatory capacity, how to control this stuff. And I don't, is somebody missing the boat here? Because you want to talk about economic competitiveness, we had no peers on planet Earth. As long as the government stayed out of the business sector, jobs were created, wealth was built, buildings were built, infrastructure was done. We were literally almost paved with streets of gold here in America. They are trying to convince, Ralph, that somehow that we can bring all this, you know, business world, all this competitive business world, we can bring it under one umbrella, and it's going to be, you're going to live better, you're going to live safer, on and on and on it goes. We were the model of business. We taught the world how to do things. But everybody's missing this, that somehow, has Mexico done such a good job with their economy of creating opportunities for their own people? And if that's the case, why do we have 40 million of their illegal people in this country looking for work right now? Which Washington still claims, by the way, that, they're taking jobs Americans don't want to do.
Well, they're taking jobs that these business people don't want to pay living wages to Americans to. That's one.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you got the Mexican people, which are, I mean, next. This oligarchy that rules Mexico, which is allied to the same plutocracy that rules this country, and they are This is all planned. This is all deliberate. This is not an accident. This is not a problem they want to solve. This is a problem they created as part of their different steps in their plans. And this North American merger is one of the next steps towards this world government, this big brother police state. And they're just ramrodding. They're bulldozing us into this thing.
Well, and the party that Fox was, Vicente Fox was a part of in Mexico, was a National Action Party.
Right.
This is where Calderon came from. He came up through the ranks as a replacement for Vicente Fox.
Right.
But yet we had this supposedly leftist, socialist, whatever.
Obrador.
Obrador down there. And they did the exact same thing in that election as they did with George Bush.
Isn't that strange?
Now, isn't that just coincidental that their man has been picked as Vicente Fox's his replacement down in Mexico, and just it just happens that this guy is on board with Vicente Fox and his policies here, and also, let's not forget, the free trade area of Americas.
Exactly. Well, another funny thing about it, I get a lot of sources, and one of them is Greg Palast. He's kind of a pretty much left wing a lot of times, but I think he's honest. And
Expect? He's from England.
Well, I think he's an American citizen, though.
Well, he might be, but doesn't he spend a lot of time?
Oh, yeah, he works for one of the papers over there. But he dug up a little thing which I thought was amazing. Under security, national security, they got the same company that did the work in Florida to go down there and take care of the Mexican voter rolls. The same. So, and Vicente Fox, oh, my God, yeah. Oh, I had a bunch of stories on that. They're flooding into my brain now. But Vicente Fox hired the same people that had been working for Bush in the same type of propaganda, the same type of voting machine controls. And it's amazing. They're so joined at the hip. It's just mind-boggling. It's like trying to cut through a jungle and there's nothing but vines and brambles sort of like you just tear the whole thing down, let God sort it out. I mean, it's a mess.
Well, I don't know what's I know that the globalists, the organizers here, are evidently what just transpired at the Bilderberger meeting last month.
Right.
These guys are in pitch battle with each other. They're trying to fight for dominance. They're starting to fall apart here. Now,
If you ever watch The Sopranos on HBO, you kind of get a picture of what their real life is like.
It's just the same kind of criminals, only
the exact same.
They run under a different banner.
Well, I think they're worse. I think The Sopranos are more cartoons, but I think, I think these people are more vicious than, I mean, they would make these television crooks look like Boy Scouts.
Yeah, but see, these people don't purport to be, good, upstanding citizens. They are what they are. The problem is that we've got the international cabal working overtime, and they're trying to put a face of legitimacy on this, and they're failing. Now, I'm wondering, I don't know how much longer, I would assume here that George Bush is going to serve out his tenure. The smart thing to do would be get rid of Bush right now and have Dick Cheney take over as president. Then he could bring in whomever he wanted as being vice president. Who knows? It might be Vicente Fox for all I know. But at any rate,
cut out the middleman.
Cut out the middle guy. Is there a way here? I'm looking at this. I see the highways being built down here. I see I-30 going along, which, by the way, you were mentioning speed limits before. The Mexicans that are high on pot and failed brakes on their 18-wheeler. Well, the proposed speed limit for this I-30 is going to be 85 miles an hour. So, but the infrastructure, the deals have already been struck. The infrastructure is being put in place. Is there any way, have you been talking to anybody, is there any way that we can bring this to light and stop these people? Where are the lawsuits being filed? What's going on?
You're right there. Somebody needs to do it. Try to get an injunction. But the problem is, there's a lot of good lawsuits. Like Chris Bolin had a story there. All the 911 lawsuits, which should be headline news, are blacked out. Whereas, and I can see why it was made news when Valerie Plame suing Cheney. And incidentally, I remember when Bush said a couple of years ago, "I want to find out. I want to get to the bottom of this. If anybody leaked this stuff, they're gone." Hello, they're still there. But, something that's on my mind at the break. The title of that book by Philip Knightley, The First Casualty, is taken from a famous quote by a senator when they were trying to get us in World War I, and he said, the first casualty of war is always the truth. And I think that's going to be the first casualty of this thing in the Middle East right now, just as it was in every other war.
Well, it was the casualty of the run-up to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Okay.
It's the run-up to Iran. Ralph, I got to be honest with you. I don't think the American people have been given 1% of whatever truth is out there. It is nothing. And you being in the military, you know how the...
Well, today I volunteered for combat in Lebanon, too, when there was a little problem.
Okay. But, you say that the first casualty of war is the truth. No, it happened to the run-up to the war.
Oh, yeah.
The lies have been disseminated. And I don't know exactly why this is going on in the Middle East right now, but I do know that it is a perfect way to give legitimacy to Bush in his little foray with the fight on terrorism. And I'm wondering here if they're going to let Israel do some damage, let things get really heated up, and then the United States just tiptoes in through the back door. Let me get your response from that after this break. We'll be right back, folks.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, we're back. Go ahead, Ralph. We only have a few minutes here.
Okay, I'll try to sum it up. If you look at the big picture, going back to 1897, when the Zionist Congress was offered the Uganda and Madagascar by the British Empire, they turned it down. And there was a famous speech by a Landau called the Nordau by Nordhaus called the Ladder Prophecy, where they prophesied World War One, the Great Depression, and so on. And everything that's happened in the 20th century was spelled out in this Ladder Prophecy. And part of it was fulfilled when Wilson was blackmailed, and the deal was that through the Balfour Declaration that they would get the United States into World War One on behalf of Britain in return for Britain betraying the Arabs and turning over Palestine to the Rothschilds, basically. And then World War Two was fought basically to solidify this into this new nation. Which is not a biblical, it's a biblical prophecy in a negative sense, not that God willed it. This is a satanic entity over there, in my opinion. And everything that has been evolving in the world since, especially probably for centuries, but since the 20th century in particular, has been evolving towards getting the world into this huge conflagration, and it's going to be centered around this cup of trembling in Jerusalem. And I think whether this is the particular step, this is part of the overall strategy to get us involved in this huge super world war, which will end up, according to their plans, in a super world government where they're going to rule and enslave their survivors for the rest of all time. And as Orwell said, the heel will be grinding in the face of mankind for all eternity. And, you know, this is their plan. This is what they're working towards. So, and specifically what they're doing right now, because we don't have enough facts. We don't have enough information. We don't even know, were there really even soldiers kidnapped? They probably were, but we don't know that. We don't know anything. We can't say anything as a fact. All we know is a fact based on past experience, 100% experience. Everything they're telling us will be a lie, or if there's any truth to it, it's meant to mislead us anyway.
Well, and we are, I don't think you'll disagree with this one, Ralph, that a lot of people are arguing as to who are the power brokers, who's actually, you know, it's called the Illuminati, it's called whatever. But I don't think we can disagree with one thing, that the power brokers that have managed to bring this to fruition is our international bankster friends.
Yeah.
And all the groups, the Bilderbergers, the CFRs, the business people, and all of this stuff. I just tell people, I remind them, just follow the money.
Yeah.
You know, once you have all the money and you control the money, what is the next thing that you seek? Well, the power to maintain that money. And then what you need for that to facilitate it is the control. And that's exactly what they're going after. We should have been the shining example to the entire planet here as to what freedom and liberty was, having limited government, staying out of people's way so they could live the life that they wanted to, as God intended us to do. But they keep shoving this stuff. I mean, does anybody in America realize and appreciate what America is and how unique and special it was?
Or what we're supposed to be.
And I'm sure you thought a lot about that while you were crawling through the jungles of Vietnam.
Well, no, they actually didn't send me there. They wanted me to re-enlist, and I said, well, you'll send me there. And they said, well, it's going to be over before we can send you there. So I got out in 1960.
I'll be darned. Hey, we're out of time, Ralph.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for having me on, John.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're doing out there. And a reminder, folks, to you radio listeners in Radioland, tomorrow on the round table, we are going to have another person from AFP up, and that is going to be Christopher Bolin. So tune in tomorrow, 11 o'clock a.m., 11 to 1 p.m. Central Time, and he can be heard on this network, satellite, internet, AM and FM, shortwave, 12180 for you shortwave listeners, by the way. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns
People like you and me prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.